This is HPR episode 2339 entitled Podcast List Additions and is part of the series Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 21 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is updates to my list of podcast feeds.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Hack Up Public Radio. My name is Dave Morris. Now, in 2014, I did a couple of shows on the podcasts that I listened to. There were two because there was 80-something on my list at that time. And today I'm going to talk about some of the additions to that list. There are 28 I was amazed to discover. That's, I don't know what my total is, somewhere around 100, I think, which is too much, but there you go. I listen to podcasts a lot. What I've done is I have in my normal notes that you see on the website when you go to a show, it's just got a list of the feed names, of the podcast names, all 28. They are links which will take you to full notes where I've drilled into the particular feeds a bit more, given a bit more detail. So I'm planning to go through these and just talk very briefly about them. Now, each of the entries on the long notes, the full notes, consist of any website that's associated with the feed. The feed itself, in case you want to check it out yourself, I've got details of when the last episode occurred. I keep that because it's useful to know if the feed is sort of flagging, maybe going to die. I've tried to compute in the database I hold this in what the average length of a show is going over the last number of shows. It's not always successful because the frequency is very low in some cases. And I've also included the description that each feed includes, so these are not my words. Sometimes they're very short, sometimes quite long. And I've also categorized these feeds because that's the way I keep these things. I upload onto my players things, feeds, podcast episodes, according to their category. So if I'm feeling like a bit of comedy, then I can load up all the comedy ones I have, for example. So let's just go through them with a brief summary of each one. So first one is called World of Business. It's reincarnation of something I had in the previous list. And it's a BBC thing, and it's just sort of summaries and looks at business issues from all over the place. It's quite interesting. This might be a candidate to drop off my list at some point, but on the whole, it's quite interesting. Your mileage may vary, of course. Second one is called Criminal. It's a documentary type thing, and it's about criminal matters in relation specifically to the States, but mostly, I should say. Quite interesting. This is something my son suggested, and I'm quite enjoying it. Number three is a BBC one called Seriously. It's a documentary type thing, and it's all sorts of weird and wonderful things. They tend to be about 30 minutes long. There's two a week, I think. That's assuming you can get access to them if you're not in the UK. I have no idea how that is organised these days. Obviously the BBC is trying to restrict things, but not in all cases, and I don't understand it. Start the Week is number 4. That's usually about 42 minutes. It's a sort of a discussion program that goes once a week on Radio 4. And it can be really interesting. It can also be intensely boring, but that's the life of podcast listening. Dan Carlin comes up next. His Hardcore History. If you've never heard of Dan Carlin, I'd strongly recommend that you go and check out his history stuff. They can be very long. There's no... The computation I did couldn't work out the average length. But they can be like 3 hours long in some cases. But they're amazing. He does a brilliant job. Somebody who isn't a historian of describing all sorts of things. There's a lot of them. You can go back to the whole list of these things, including the Persian Wars and the Great War and that type of thing. I find them fascinating. Anyway, interest in history. I never had any when I was younger, but as I got older, it seemed to be developing it. Number 6 is The Verb, it's called. It's a BBC show about poetry and writing. And I would not have thought I would have enjoyed this. I just checked it to see what I thought of it. Really enjoy listening to them. The guy who introduces it has got the thickest Yorkshire accent, which I think is most wonderful. If you are not British, you might struggle a bit. There's a challenge. Check it out and see if you can understand what he's saying. I did a show a few months back about YouTube and makers on YouTube. Well, some of the makers also do podcasts. Number 7 is one called Making It, and it's got Jimmy DiResta, Bob Claggett, and David Picciuto on it, all three of whom I follow on YouTube. I really like their podcast. They do a very good job of just covering all sorts of subjects relating to their lives as makers and making in general. They seem like really, really interesting people too. Another one in the making category, Reclaimed Audio Podcast. This is three makers who are called Phil Pinsky, Tim Sway, and Bill Lutz. Again, I follow them all on YouTube. And they specialize in recycling, upcycling, reclaimed materials. That's a nice way of putting it, upcycling and making with reclaimed materials. And, well, being one who's scavenged pallets and made useful stuff, there's a rabbit hutch I'm trying to get rid of at the moment, made entirely of pallets in my backyard. But, yeah, I find this fascinating. Again, the people on it are most interesting and to listen to. They're around about an hour long, these particular shows. The Bugcast is number 9. This is, I'm classified this as a music podcast because it's largely about Creative Commons music with a bit of chat in between. And it's Dave and Caroline Lee, who live in South Yorkshire. Yeah, you shouldn't have any trouble with their thick Yorkshire accents, because I don't think either of them have much. But anyway, British accents are strange and wonderful thing. It can vary within a few miles. But yeah, it's a great show. It's about an hour long. I think it's intended to be an hour long. And it covers some quite interesting music. I've met Dave at Ogcamp, and I think I'm going to meet Caroline on the Podcrawl Glasgow later in July. Open Country is my next one, number 10, and it's another BBC one. It's a sort of countryside thing, wildlife, landscape, British Isles stuff. Another one from Dan Carlin. I've classified this one as opinion, and he's talking about the state of the world and the state of politics, particularly American politics, but I find it really fascinating. He does give an overview of the way things are in the world, which I don't think I would necessarily have arrived at myself. It's certainly an interesting and sometimes controversial view. These are about an hour long, these particular shows. Very good, though. Strongly recommend that one, actually. Number 12, Philosophy Bites. I'm interested in philosophy at a general level, though I have my being trained as a scientist. Scientists traditionally, or at least currently, dislike the concept of philosophy. I'm trying to broaden my mind a bit and listen to this one. It's quite short, 20 minutes average, according to my computations. And there are various bite-sized topics interviewing top philosophers. If you want to get into philosophy a little bit, that can be quite useful. Another BBC one coming up, number 13, All in the Mind. This is a BBC show on mental health and the mind, around about half an hour long. One I discovered fairly recently, number 14, is called Bacteriophiles. It's only short, about 8 minutes on average, and it's about bacteria and other microbes, as they tend to be called. So that's sometimes single-celled organisms of a eukaryotic nature, the ones that have got nuclei in them. So things like malaria is an example. Viruses as well is included in there. He does sort of news items, really. And I'm into that sort of thing, so I enjoy it. If you're interested in the subject at a peripheral level, then you might find it useful just to keep you up to date on what's happening in this world, in that world of science. Another fairly recent one is called Omega Tau, and the title here is Podcast Bracket EN. Well, that's because it's the hosts are German, and they do English intermixed between in their feeds. This is a feed which is solely English stuff, and these are long. 2.5 to 3 hours is normal. Science and engineering is the host's preference, and Marcus Volta does a lot of very, very, very deep digs into all manner of subjects. He's a bit of an aviation nut, so he's done things like go into the minute detail about certain fighter planes and passenger planes and all sorts of things. But quite a lot of other engineering, physics, plasma physics. He did some stuff on music synthesizing, synthesizers and that type of thing. I love that because I like detailed stuff. Check it out and see what you think. Just have a look at his website. You can get a good idea of what his stuff is all about. I should say their stuff because there's two of them. But I haven't heard the second one yet. I don't think she does the English stuff. Number 16, This Week in Evolution. This is one of the series that comes out of the same stable. And they're particularly concentrating on evolution. And I think they're both bacteriologists, virologists, the guys who run this. So they tend to be more towards that end of things. It's really interesting. The whole subject is huge and complex, and sometimes it goes right over my head. We're looking at one and three quarter hours to 2 hour type length. Next one is from the same stable, This Week in Microbiology. And this one is, it's got a very long description here, which is great. And they're looking at, it's a bunch of scientists talking about the news in microbiology and reviewing papers and that type of thing. So it can get quite deep, but it's also quite good just to listen to as a background, I find, to get an idea of what's going on in that particular branch of science. As an ex-scientist, I tend to go for this sort of stuff, so your mileage may vary, as they say. Urban agriculture is the next one, again from the same stable. This one has the intention was to talk about food production within the built environment. There are things called vertical farms where people repurpose, in many cases, or purpose-built buildings to grow stuff in them. So, you know, salad ingredients, smaller type crops, although there's nothing to stop it being all manner of stuff. But it's the repurposing of existing buildings is the most interesting as far as I'm concerned. But it's a growing sorry for the pun, but it's a developing area and something that we all ought to be aware of for the future, because there are limits on how much agricultural land there is in the world, and growing stuff in cities and in urban areas is gonna be the future, I believe. I've not been an episode since October last year. I think it might be sort of fizzling out a little bit. They've talked about the principles of it all, and they've interviewed people who are currently got businesses around urban agriculture. But I suspect that the amount of material that you can talk about is dwindling. Number 19, it's called Weekly Space Hangout, and this is an astronomy podcast, which is actually the audio from a YouTube Google Plus Hangout or something, I think. They're just basically talking about astronomy news, and there are science journalists and astronomers. It's one of my favorites, I have to say. Again, it's a great way to catch up on what's happening in the world of astronomy particularly. Number 20, Edinburgh Skeptics Presents. There's a group in Edinburgh where I live called the Edinburgh Skeptics Society, and they do quite a lot of talks and interviews which they put up as podcasts. They tend to be very busy around the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is coming up in August, and the Edinburgh International Science Festival, which is in the early part of the year. So they're doing lots of interviews of interesting people at that point. Yeah, it's a great one. I should go along and see some of the events themselves, I think. Exposing Pseudo-Astronomy is number 21. This is a guy who is a scientist, and he is talking about some of the conspiracies and hoaxes, misconceptions and so forth around astronomy, a bit about physics, a bit about geology, all of that sort of thing. So he's talked about things like flat earth ideas and heliocentrism, is that the thing where the sun is the center of the universe or something, those, all of these weird ideas, or the moon landing hoaxes and those types of things. But I find him most entertaining to listen to because he does have a lot to say and obviously knows what he's talking about. So if you're interested in these types of things, it's a good one to try out. I'm into stationery and pens and pencils and all that sort of stuff, so I listen to The Pen Addict. Now, I think this is mentioned already as a good thing to listen to. I can't remember who mentioned it now. Somebody did a podcast on pens and stationery and things and mentioned them. So this is me just putting my two penneth down. Late Night Linux, you probably already know about. That's Joe Ressington and friends doing a fairly new podcast about Linux, and they call it Late Night because they can let rip and swear and so forth if they feel so inclined. Don't do a lot of it, and I don't find it offensive personally. In fact, I find it most entertaining. It's about an hour long. I think these are great, actually. Really enjoying them. System AU is the next one. We're now into my group that I'm calling Technical Podcasts. System AU is a technology podcast with a Linux bent from Australia. And these are about an hour and a half long. They're most amusing. They're good. I'm enjoying them very much. The rate has dropped a little bit in the past few months, but I think it's just people's lives getting in the way. The Changelog, number 25. I was recommended to listen to this. It's really, I'm not sure how much I enjoy it, to be honest. It's all about open source technologies and so on and so forth. But it's I don't know, it's not a world that I frequent much. And I'm not that wildly interested in some of the stuff, Node.js and all of the web technologies and stuff. That's just me. It's worth listening to keep up to date with stuff. So we'll see. But give it a try if you haven't done so already. You might love it much more than I do. Number 26, I've got under technical. I don't know if it is technical. The Duffercast. Duffercast hasn't had a show since September last year. I was on that show. I think I might have killed the feed. I don't know. Anyway, the description, some old duffers providing worldwide wisdom. Wow. It's funny. It's most amusing. It's entertaining. It does cover some interesting topics, some interesting people on it, till they let me on. So yeah, give it a shot. There's a few people you might know from HBR there as well, and from other podcasts perhaps. Coming up to the last two, Full Circle Weekly News. I used to listen to the Full Circle podcast, and that closed down. There's a Full Circle magazine, and this is the magazine podcast, just running through some of the news in the Ubuntu community. So it tends to be Ubuntu-centered. But they run through maybe 10 minutes or so of news. So it's quite interesting. Final one, the Jack Attack. Now, I think I've listened to them a long time, since almost a little after they started. The podcast died off and has recently come back to life again. And they have a more rigorous structure to it now, I feel. And it just covers some interesting topics. And it's a husband and wife team, John Watson and Kelly Penguin Girl, they call themselves. And they talk about Linux and all manner of other things. They're based in Nova Scotia, Canada. Their show's around about 43 minutes, it says here, average length. I just like the personalities, the banter, the humour. And sometimes the technical subjects can be quite insightful. So give it a shot. I was very pleased to see it come back again. So definitely recommend it. That's the end of my list. If you are interested in any of these, you can go and look them through the links I've given you. There's also an OPML file with all of the feed details in it, so you could load it into your podcatcher if you wish. So I hope you found that was interesting, and catch you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.